Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. So I have to get up in 5 hours to catch the flight. But, well, I make it. How I ended up being so late? I was on the phone with a friend in San Francisco for 3 hours. We're just like chatting about random stuff. It somehow managed. Time just, you know, flew. Well, it was a great chat. Still, I thought I would be going to bed 2.5 hours ago. So yeah, that's fun. What did I learn today? What did I learn today? Burning question. Just as I'm thinking about this, I feel like I should really bring my iPad Pro on the trip with me, so I could do everything I intend to, including my dirty journals. Yeah, I'm gonna bring it. I think that's the right choice. I mean, I didn't want to in some ways because, you know, it's so big. But at the same time, man, I gotta. Can't live without it. What did I learn today? So today, when shortly after I woke up, I ended up watching a series of sort of movie reviews, like synthesized storyline of different movies, right? It's not really review, there's no opinion of the person, but it's basically kind of like the plot section in Wikipedia, yet this one has like footage from the actual movie, right? And it was a bunch of movies about India, women in India, and this one called I can't pronounce the name. It's basically this like fiction setting of the future when the practice of selectively killing female infants carries on, and a future where there are just so few women and villages are populated with males only, and how the males, due to their inability to find wives, end up marrying, like, the whole family of five brothers marrying one lady, and the father of the household end up joining in too, and the whole messed up act of jealousy, of compassion, of murder, of everything you could possibly imagine. And it just reminded me of one theory that a friend first mentioned, and then I realized it was actually an idea from the UN, that for as long as women's sort of position in society doesn't improve the society as a whole will stay uncivilized, right? And peace is essentially a byproduct of women having more control over their body, having control over the timing of when they decide to be, you know, productive, and families having smaller sizes would promote sort of appreciation for life and unity. Really such merit, and it's a correlation that you observe, right, in today's world, and this movie is chilling, really chilling. There are many other things And that's also a case where fiction does a better job than mere documentary. Dramatization can increase people'sreaction to things. It arouses more emotions, essentially, right? And I recommend that movie. I'm gonna find out the name of it and write it in the description so you can check it out for yourself. It's a movie from 2002 or 3, so quite a while ago, but still, the topic is relevant to this day. Sadly. Yeah. Alright, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.